No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As always, check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, your daily friendly reminder to check out the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. Amon Green, Eric Crouch, Zach Wieger, yours truly, and one more that I will most assuredly announce next week, along with everybody at LYF, Lincoln Youth Football. They do a phenomenal job. They're going to be bringing in and helping us out with their best coaches as well, K through 8th grade, boys and girls, autographs included, t-shirts included, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. July 9th this summer. Go to CarrickerChronicles.com to learn more about the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully it'll be a heck of an experience for the kids. That is the goal. All right, a little bit of recon here as we dive into some more of football talk this second hour. Now, NIL, if you didn't know, is going to exist this spring, but will end July 1st. Everything over $600 must be reported to be approved. All right, the rev share is waiting to be finalized. Now, the plan is $20.5 million is the cap. Football will get $14.5 million of that $20.5 million. All right. Players will sign contracts. This is big. Players will sign contracts from July to July. They can still enter the portal, but they will sign contracts that go from July to July. Now, there is strong belief Nebraska will be able to afford players without having to do some massive fundraising. 50 to 55 guys on the roster, the 105 will get paid. All right. As far as what will happen with the rest, it's a little bit unclear at this point. Obviously, there's going to be guys on scholarship and whatnot. All right. Let's see. And the notes I'm looking at. So I should say yesterday, I was reading notes from Matt Rule's press conference on Saturday. And then without really kind of explaining it, I kind of just immediately crossed over into practice notes from that Saturday as well. And I forgot to say, hey, this is not the press conference anymore reaction. This is the practice notes. Like Tristan Alvano, that wasn't talked about at the press conference when he missed a couple of kicks. That was from actually practice observations. I forgot to specify that yesterday, so I want to make sure I mention that today. All right. And Satterfield just wrapped up his press conference. I got some notes that have been sent to me from one of my guys for that as well. Before we dive into Emmett Johnson, Dane Key, press conference reactions, all right, we'll finalize some of the press conference reactions we had. I'm sorry, practice notes from Saturday. All right, the long snapping and holds looked good. I think I mentioned that yesterday. A lot of the edge rushers are dudes, and they look like absolute freaks. Keep an eye out for David Hofkin, number 53, German kid. Just a naturally gifted guy. He hasn't been talked about much. Okay, and Wari, Keona Davis, physically Big Ten potential type players. When you watch them in practice, you look at their size, you look at how they move. Okay, and Wari's still learning, you know, from the practice on Saturday. He had to redo a couple of drills. Young guy. The ceiling is absurdly high. All right, just got to get him to do the basic fundamental little things. All right, a lot of talented young receivers. Quinn Clark has stood out on Saturday. He stood out in this morning's practice as well. This is a guy to keep your eye on, Quinn Clark. All right, there was a few skirmishes here and there in the live team sessions. All right, not always a terrible thing as long as there aren't too many and they don't get out of control. It's a sign of being aggressive and competitive. You don't want it to go too far because then it turns into a lack of discipline. So it's walking that fine line. Trust me, when Osborne was the coach, down in the old pit, which is where the linemen used to get down nasty and do their work, right? The O-line, the D-line, we do individual drills, then we do one-on-ones against each other, and we make each other better. And it also helps you a little bit. You were a little bit isolated in there. Nobody could really see you. There was no media. There were no other coaches. It was just the O-line, D-line. There was a skirmish or two. You know, just a couple thousand over the years, I would imagine. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Quarterbacks look good. All right, Marcos Davila's got to continue to work on his presence within the pocket. Running backs look good, even the young guys. Like a lot, the athleticism of this team has improved. The fluidity with which guys move around, the speed, the explosiveness, the athleticism has been stepped up a notch. All right, the one thing that was noted here, wide receivers are blocking on the perimeters. Like it's a noticeable improvement. All blocking is effort. All right, which allows for screen passes to work. That dirty S word. Screen passes to work. Swing passes as well. Key blocking on swing passes. It was noted the O-line looked really good. Looked like Justin Evans would play center if the season started today. Tyler Knock, number 75, was playing at right tackle a decent amount. All right. There was some offsides by the defense. A field goal got blocked. Actually, there was like four of them. All right. Pritchett had a false start, but overall seemed to be doing pretty good. His size has been noted. I was chatting with Jake and Terrell Farley in between the break. Like, Pritchett, he's a big dude. He's big dude. We need more guys like that. Grant Bricks getting some reps at right tackle. I'm curious to see. Does he get some playing time out there at the tackle position? Brought in as a guard, but he can move well. See what he can do at the offensive tackle position. All right, it was noted. I'm just going to read this direct quote as it was texted to me. And I quote, Harburg might be one of the most well-rounded players I've ever seen. End quote. Dane Key looks solid. All right, Elijah Judy, I believe he was mentioned that he was like 298 or 302, so he's about 300 pounds, a little bit over. There are four players currently with single digits. I don't know if that means anything right now. Does it mean anything if a player has single digits in spring, Jake? Do you know?
I'm not sure. No, I've still got to track that. I don't think so.
I don't think it means a lot until the fall. All right, but Shavers, Marquise Buford Jr., Hartzog, and Deshaun Singleton have single-digit numbers right now. Dylan definitely looks slimmer. I'm just going to read this as it was texted to me, and I quote, lost some of his baby fat, end quote. So that's we kind of knew that, lost 9 to 10 pounds. I'm curious to see if he loses any more, tries to get a little bit slimmer. I think a good weight for him is somewhere between not below 220. Don't get too light now, but 220 to 230. What do you think? What do you think is a good weight for him based on his frame, his ability to move, the needed upgrade in his footwork that needs to happen? What do you think is a good playing weight for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right, 220, 225. You know, enough to be mobile, but you still, you know, there's a benefit to being hard to bring down, too. Mm-hmm. So he's got I wouldn't say he was there with that either, but, you know, that could be something that a bigger frame can help with.
Yeah, like 220, I wouldn't go below 220. I wouldn't go over 230. I know Rule was mad when the 240 number was thrown out by him. By the way, he threw it out and then he got mad at the media for talking about it, but that was a few weeks ago, so I'll let that go. But my point is simply 225 might be like a perfect number for Dylan if he could just hang in right in that area. All right. It was noted that Coach Braddon and Eckler both have great coaching styles, high standards, high energy. You almost need coaches that complement each other. You kind of need that quiet, more teacher type, and then you need that high energy guy to come in. If they're all quiet, that's not going to work. If everybody's bouncing off the walls with a ton of energy, it's almost too much. It's not going to work. So you need coaches that kind of complement each other. And if you watch Nebraska's coaching staff, they've got that. Good complementary coaching styles within the coaching staff as it currently exists.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. Anything stick out to you from there, from everything I just went through as far as practice observations and Matt, final thoughts on Matt Rule's press conference from Saturday there, Jake?
No, it seems to be coming along well for the Huskers. I wouldn't say anything necessarily stands out. We're still kind of picking apart information. But I think, you know, with Rule spoke on a pretty good tone. I think it was kind of interesting that he said, and just kind of breaking into that coaching thing, is that he feels more comfortable. He feels bored even at a certain time because there's enough coaches and he feels like they're all kind of expert at their positions. And so that's good news. But it also kind of reminds you, like, why wasn't that always the case? Right. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't that be the case for, or the goal for your original staff? So kind of interesting. They're kind of learning as they go as well. But it seems to be moving in the right direction.
Well, to your point, in fairness to him, there was the limit of 10 assistant coaches not that long ago. So you had to do more as the head coach. Now there's no limit. You could have 4 or 40 billion, whatever you want to have. And so what happened at Ohio State last offseason was they hired all these different guys. A former head coach to be their defensive coordinator, former head coach to be their offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly. And now Chip's with the Raiders, highest paid OC in the NFL, making $6 million a year. But basically Ryan Day said he turned into basically a fundraiser. And then they were able to, it wasn't that they signed 1 million new guys out of the portal. Yes, they signed the Ole Miss running back, who was the top running back in the SEC. And then they signed Caleb Downs, probably the top defensive player in the country, from Alabama, and then they signed Alabama center. Beyond those three, I mean, we signed way more than that, and I know they signed more than that, but we had way more transfer portal guys start for us last year, just not quite the impact of those three particular individuals. Caleb Downs, top defensive player in America going into this season, the center from Alabama, a guy who had struggled to snap the year before. If you remember that Michigan Rose Bowl game, that was him that struggled to snap, won the Remington. Okay, so when they bring in somebody, it's a quality guy. We need to have more effectiveness like that. They didn't bring in as many. What they spent their money on was retaining their roster. That was what they spent their money on. Retain and Will Howard. So 4. They spent their money on retaining their roster. They had 8 returning starters, a majority of whom could have been drafted by the NFL, come back on defense. All right, they retained a lot of their offensive weapons. That was when I said, hey, this team may be a little bit more talented, or this team may be this or that going into last season, but Ohio State's got the best roster. That's kind of what I was referring to. Being able to retain guys, have that camaraderie, that chemistry, everything already built in. It's much easier to get better when everything around you isn't constantly changing. So hopefully Rule, I don't know if he needs to become a fundraiser particularly. That's what Ryan Day said in an interview. He said, I became a fundraiser in the offseason. But if we can bring in guys that make an impact for us, and then we could retain them, and they just get better at a faster, more increased rate, otherwise known as developing players, which we've not done here successfully for quite a while, not consistently at all. That would be huge for Nebraska football. All right, a couple of final thoughts before we head to break. Coach Booth, okay, who's no longer the Creighton head volleyball coach. She clarified a couple things. Okay. She wasn't forced out, not sick. She isn't retiring. She is joining League One Volleyball. I love volleyball. On the administration side to work to make professional volleyball more accessible to more young women and girls. All right. Oh, a bunch of people think that Florida should now play Nebraska because we won the crown. They won the NCAA tournament. Any quick thoughts on that, Jake?
Sure. give more Nebraska an opportunity, but I don't think so.
Yeah, sounds great in theory. All right. A couple of recruiting updates. The Huskers, as I mentioned a couple of times here, they've been targeting, all right, highly sought after four-star 2027 quarterback, Trey Taylor. He's going to announce his commitment on May 1st. Do you put a lot of stock into this? I mean, May 1st, that's exciting. If he commits to Nebraska, that's a big deal. Does it really matter? He could switch 24 times and then transfer 82. Well, there is some parameters coming in college football, but he could switch his commitment, then he could transfer. I mean, how much stock do you put into stuff like this now?
Not as much, not nearly as much as before, but I mean, it's better to have him on the commit list than not. I'll put it that way, but it's not something I'm going, oh yeah, now I'm looking forward to 2029.
The Iowa commit in basketball, what's his name again? That just hit the transfer portals coming to Nebraska.
Peyton Stanford.
He's an example because Kent Pavelka talked about, hey, they tried to get him out of high school, but that's an example where if it doesn't go well out of high school, you build a great rapport and relationship with somebody in this day and age. They might hit the portal. Boom, then you get them. So you never want to burn a bridge, I guess. All right, the Huskers are also in for a top six. Here we go. Four-star Navy All-American wide receiver Jaden Warren out of Texas. He's down in Nebraska, Texas A&M, TCU, Oklahoma, SMU, and Houston. This is interesting. Iowa State. All right. They've just added Lincoln North Star defensive back Tyrell Chapman. As a commit or a recruit, five. Iowa State now has five Nebraska high school players that are going to be going to play for the Cyclones. Has that ever happened before? With not just Iowa State, but any Power Four school coming into Nebraska and getting five high school players from here? And is this a thing we should be concerned about?
It's fascinating. I'll put it that way. So they're ranked, their class right now is ranked 20th according to 24/7. Five of their 11 commitments are from Nebraska, mm-hmm. and they're favored to get Jet Tamala. So it could be six. So it is, I mean, especially just kind of think about where Iowa State was as a program and Nebraska was at the top. You'd have told somebody back then, hey, 30 years from now, Iowa State's going to pick up six of the top 10 players in Nebraska. You would have lost your mind.
And they're on pace for a top 20 class with the majority of Nebraska kids. I don't know that, like, I'm not like slamming what we're doing recruiting wise, but I'm not going to bury my head either and just say, hey, this doesn't matter. No, I'm going to keep my eye on this because this is interesting. And how is this going to play out? All right. Update on overall summer visits from recruits. So we got a couple of four stars here. Cornerback CJ Bronow. All right. Wide receiver Jabari Brady. They'll be coming in June. Some three stars, linebacker, offensive lineman, Kaysen Thomas, Matali Benjamin, Rex Waterman, also coming in early part of June. June 6th, June 13th will be Titan Davis, Nasir Rankin, Deacon Smith, Dominic Turnbull, Moses Sparks, Jamal Rule, Jace Reynolds, and several of those guys are four stars, and the rest are three stars. June 20th, four-star athlete Ryan Mosley, dude's an athlete too, is going to be making an appearance in Lincoln. DeZephan Walker, Camden Jensen, Danny Odom, Lincoln Watkins, Luke Sorensen, and Dayton Raiola. So a quarterback, tight end, cornerback, tight end, running back, athlete will be visiting on June 20th. All right. And Nebraska is out on this particular individual. Nebraska is no longer scheduled to get an official visit from in-state tight end Isaac Jensen. All right, the Huskers were expected to have him on campus June 13th. He'll go to Florida State that weekend instead. And his final four schools are Iowa State, Missouri, Florida State, A&M. They could end up with seven Nebraska players. And the last couple that they're looking at are like four-star type players. Okay, so we'll see what happens there. Another practice note before we dive into Emmett Johnson and a little bit more Dane Key type updates after the break. One final practice note. There's a picture out there. I think Mitch Sherman took it. Potentially the top four wide receivers, Isaiah Hunter, Janarin Bonner, Ja'Cory Barney, and Dane Key. He also notes there's a pair of true freshmen, a redshirt freshman that appear to be in contention as well. I got to imagine Cortez Mills is part of that, Demetrius Bell. How would you feel if the top four wide receivers were, in no particular order, Dane Keene, Isaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney, and Jahnaren Bonner? I don't think the first three are going to surprise anybody. It's kind of who that fourth is. What would your thoughts be if those were the top four wide receivers, Jake?
Like you said, I'd be happy with it, and then be interested in the strides that Bonner takes to take that fourth spot. But that's kind of the competition is for that fourth spot. Those other guys are proven at this level, so the expectation is to continue and build off of that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.